Welcome to Michigan in Focus. Powered by thecentersquare.com, this episode features a piece by Center Square Michigan reporter Scott McClellan. Headlined, quote, Nestle charges former House Speaker Lee Chatfield with embezzlement, end quote. Here's the story. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nestle announced 13 felony charges against former House Speaker Lee Chatfield, accusing him of stealing political funds for personal use. The state accused Lee of illegally taking political money for personal use from the 501c4 Peninsula Fund, his own electoral political action committees, the Chatfield Majority Fund, the Chatfield Majority Fund II, and the state house budget. Lee is accused of conducting a criminal enterprise, a 20-year felony, embezzlement from a nonprofit organization less than $20,000, a felony punishable by 10 years in prison and/or a $15,000 fine. Embezzlement by a public officer over $50, a felony punishable by 10 years in prison and/or a $5,000 fine. Conspiracy to commit embezzlement from a nonprofit organization less than $20,000, a felony punishable by 10 years in prison and/or a $15,000 fine and an additional $10,000 fine. Nestle also charged Chatfield's wife, Stephanie Chatfield, with two felonies. Nestle said in a statement, quote, our investigation has uncovered evidence that Lee Chatfield used various different schemes to embezzle, steal, and convert both private and public monies to fund a lavish lifestyle that his state salary could not possibly afford. While the entirety of our investigation is not yet completed, my department is moving forward with 13 charges against Lee Chatfield alleging rampant and flagrant misuse and misappropriation of political nonprofit funds while Speaker of the House, including conducting a criminal enterprise, end quote. The state allegedly used nonprofit funds to pay off personal credit card expenses, sought improper mileage reimbursements for fictitious travel, implemented a check kickback scheme to move PAC money through staff and back to his pocket, and sublet an apartment paid for by the Peninsula Fund for his profit. Nestle continued, quote, public integrity matters and holding accountable corrupt elected officials who abuse their authority has been a top priority for this office during my administration. This case highlights the many ways Michigan's current campaign finance and disclosure laws make concealing enormous amounts of fundraising and spending far too easy. The Michigan Campaign Finance Act does not serve as an adequate deterrent, and the inherent weaknesses of our laws in this arena not only allow for pervasive, corrupt behavior, it encourages and fosters it, end quote. Stephanie Chatfield has been charged with embezzlement from a nonprofit organization less than $20,000, a felony punishable by 10 years in prison and/or a $15,000 fine, and conspiracy to commit embezzlement from a nonprofit less than $20,000, a felony punishable by 10 years in prison and/or a $15,000 and an additional $10,000 fine. The investigation started after Rebecca Chatfield claimed her brother-in-law, Lee, had sexually assaulted her beginning when she was a teen, and he was employed at her high school. Nestle said the investigation didn't produce sufficient evidence for charges, but did unveil widespread financial crimes. The investigation continues, and further criminal charges are possible for Lee and Stephanie Chatfield and additional defendants. This podcast was made with the assistance of AI technology. Please subscribe, and thanks for listening.
Some people would call him a loser. He ran for state office, he was beaten. He started a business, he failed. He ran for Congress, he lost. He was nominated for vice president, he lost again. But he knew only those who never tried are the real losers. And Abraham Lincoln was no loser. Persistence, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.